Mornings with Lee Chambers. Cambridge
105. 2018 is going to hopefully see the first Cambridge Pride event. And I'm joined today by Alice Oates. Alice, welcome along to Cambridge 105.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us here. So, first of all, for anyone who's sitting at home thinking, you know, Cambridge Pride, what's Pride? What is a Pride event? What's it all about?
Well, people will probably be most familiar with London Pride, which is obviously a huge event. And Pride really harkens back to Stonewall, which was, of course, originally a protest. But Pride now means different things to different people. And for a lot of people, it's a celebration of a really diverse, active community of LGBT plus people.
OK, so this is lesbian, gay, transgender, bisexual. And what
would
a Pride event typically look like if you happen to be wandering through the streets of Soho down in London or Manchester or hopefully Cambridge next year? What might you experience?
Well, I think the overwhelming thing is colour. That's what people associate with Pride. But you'll generally have a parade, and then you'll also have lots of events around that. So musical performances, artists, that kind of thing going on too.
So really a celebration of the community.
Absolutely.
You mentioned London Pride, and there's many more. It seems that there were a few big ones around the country, but in the last couple of years that number seems to have really, really blossomed into a lot of smaller events. And Cambridge by no means a small city, but not one of the focal points in the past. What do you think might have driven that expansion?
Well, I think it's probably because although something like Pride is almost universal in terms of we can all appreciate it, there's also a lot of very local communities who want to celebrate the unique things. So there's a lot of people in Cambridge who are creating and working, and they're part of the community. And that will be the same for lots of other cities as well. So celebrating that unique local spirit is something that smaller Pride can achieve.
And certainly Cambridge, yeah, a very forward-looking, very relaxed city, and hugely supportive of everyone from any community. What was it that brought about 2018? This is the first time that we've had a Pride in Cambridge. What was it that brought that about?
Well, I think, as you said, it's a very forward-looking city. So why don't we have a Pride? We've got a lot of LGBT plus people in Cambridge, and we wanted a place for them to join together and celebrate, really. And the Pink Festival has been doing really great work already on celebrating the creative side, on building something from arts. But this is just another way to celebrate.
So I think the Pink Festival, have they been working as part of the Big Weekend, I think?
Yes, they have. Yes, very much arts-driven.
Right, so music, performance, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So has Pride come out of that Pink Festival link, or is it sort of is there an association?
There's definitely an association. We're hoping to kind of come under the umbrella of Pink Festival as people who've been doing established work in Cambridge and really just learn from them and have their support as we build a Cambridge Pride.
So this is presumably a new team. I think you've got roped into certainly coming and talking to us here. Well, what's involved between now and when the event itself happens, I guess sometime next summer, is it?
Yes, well, setting out that exact roadmap will be something that we can decide once we have a committee. So we've currently got applications open for the kind of heads of roles. So chair, vice chair, heads of finance, communications, production, and community and inclusion. And once we have those people, they'll be able to say, this is what Pride's going to look like, this is when it will be, and here's what we're going to do to make it happen.
So it's really very early days.
And to
the extent, I don't think you've even got a date set for the event yet.
No, well, we want it to be a really democratic process and really open as well. So we didn't want to say, we're going to make these decisions based on a handful of people who happen to make a couple of meetings in the summer when many people are on holiday. You know, there might be people who are connected to the university terms and they'll be coming back. So by opening up the process of committee applications, we're trying to make sure as many people as possible have a say in Pride.
Okay, so looking ahead to the event, obviously we as a as Cambridge, but as the country have come an enormously long way in the last, I guess, not too many years in terms of LGBT rights. There might be folks out there thinking, hang on, we've got equality before the law, we've got same-sex marriage, we've got equal rights in employment. Haven't we done it? Well, do we still need Pride?
I think we definitely still need Pride. I don't know when we would ever not need Pride, but there's really two aspects there. So there's the positive stuff. There's just celebrating and saying we're here. We're a diverse, dynamic, creative society. Let's celebrate that. But there's also the not so positive stuff. You may know that Stonewall has just launched a campaign to try and counter the fact that hate crimes are on the rise, to encourage allies to stand up. So that kind of negative response to the LGBT community is still there. And by having Pride, we're kind of saying we don't agree with that. We challenge that. We're proud. We're here. And there's nothing you can do about it.
And that presumably applies equally to people who include themselves in that community and, you know, people who are straight, cisgender. They can still be part of that support, presumably, and still part of the event.
Absolutely, of course. Everyone is welcome at Pride. And I think it's also important to have a really diverse Pride because different people have different experiences of, say, homophobia. It's whether you look at that intersection of, for example, Black and minority ethnic communities with the LGBT community and look at how those demographics cause different patterns of hate crimes and that kind of thing. And by having a really diverse Pride, we can showcase that diversity and also say we are all here to support one another.
And what better place to do that than Cambridge, of course?
Yeah.
So, OK, you mentioned that you were looking for these roles on the committee. If there's someone at home thinking, hey, actually, maybe they've been to some of the other events in London, perhaps, now they want to actually get involved, help make it happen, what can they do?
Well, there's going to be loads of things to do. I mean, Pride's quite a big thing to organise, so we're looking for any help. But at the moment, we're just looking for, as I said, those kind of heads-off positions. And we really just want people with enthusiasm. But obviously, you do have to be able to make regular meetings in Cambridge and to come to Pride itself, which is quite an important thing. But then once that's all established, there will be lots of other roles opening up, kind of less time commitment in those roles, because there will be people who think, this sounds fantastic, but I have a full-time job, or I run my own business, or I'm a student, and actually I can offer this, but I can't offer running the whole thing. And that's fine. And there will be loads of opportunities for those people to get involved. And the best thing to do is just to stay in touch with us and look out for those in the future.
So what's the best way to get in touch and keep an eye on everything that's going on?
Well, we have a Twitter account, so you can follow that. We also have a Facebook group, and we have an email, which is cambridgepride@thepinkfestival.co.uk. And if you email that, you can get on the mailing list and find out about everything that's going on.
If you're thinking, this is exactly me, I want to be involved in one of those heads of roles, that's what you're looking for first. What do you need to do for those roles?
Okay, well, they're all kind of oversight roles at this point, so it's kind of a management level job, and they all have different requirements based on that. The key thing, as I said, is enthusiasm and the ability to make those regular meetings, but all of the job descriptions you can find on our Twitter page, and applications are open until the 12th of September, so all of that detail is there for you to find.
Perfect. And what does success look like for this? It's the first year, you've got no previous years to compare yourself against. What would a really great Cambridge Pride look like in 2018?
Well, it sounds like a bit of a cliche, but it's got to be diverse and it's got to be inclusive. If we can get as many different people from as many different walks of Cambridge life involved, we'll be happy.
Fantastic. Alice, thanks so much for joining us. twitter.com/Cambridge Pride if you want to find out more.
Thank you, Rob. That was Rob Chipperfield there talking to Alice Oates, the acting head of communications for the newly launched Cambridge Pride there, talking about that event, the first one to take place in Cambridge next year. As Alice was saying, they're looking for anybody who's interested in getting involved, to volunteer in any way. They're on Twitter, they're on Facebook, and that email address, if you want to contact them directly, it's cambridgepride@thepinkfestival.co.uk. Cambridge Pride at thepinkfestival.co.uk. pride.co.uk.